1936.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's Tuesday. We are here. It's Taco Tuesday. And it's December 9th, and episode 1804. And it's 16 days until Christmas. Santa, it sounds like he's had a few. 23 days until the new year. The last day of school is a half day, December 19th. That's just 10 days away. What was that? The last day of MTSU classes is tomorrow, and the last day of the fall semester is Thursday. And MTSU graduation is Saturday. Check out our high school basketball schedule on WGNSSports.com. It's funny, I was looking at graduation, which reminded me that Diego Pavia has already graduated. Mm-hmm. He probably graduated. I don't think he had to go to class this year because, you know, he's like 24, I think, 23, 24, yeah. 25. And a lot of those players are that age now. I mean, they just stay in school and where they're getting paid. And a lot of them don't want to go to the pros anymore because they're getting more money and staying back in school than they would be for a rookie contract.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so that's changed. That changed everything.
They're not amateur athletes anymore, in my opinion, with NIL.
Wow. Boy, there you go with that negative thing again.
But it's even on the high school level, so.
Yeah, it is. You can start your morning right, swing through, and sip something amazing at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Choose from 20,000 ways to make your favorite drink, coffee, tea, smoothie, energy. They've got it all. 7 Brew, where every cup comes with a smile. Locations are in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and expanding throughout Middle Tennessee. And you mentioned yesterday, they've got one in Manchester.
Yeah. You know what a 7 Brew coffee will do for you?
What?
Make you bright-eyed bushy tail.
Well, then you need to drink a lot of it. yeah. Have you been to Manchester lately?
No.
I used to go play golf up there a lot.
Yeah.
And we would go to the Jiffy Burger. And I thought that was about all of Manchester. Because when I went to school I went there in the sixth grade. That's all it was. It was just a...
But not anymore.
You go on down the road, there's a Logan's, there's a Walmart. I mean, it's down that same road that you go to Jiffy Burger. Keep going. And you can go the other way, and it gets a little bit, you know, where the high school is. Mm-hmm. Not much going on out that way. I'm on the way to Manchester. I mean, on the way to Tullahoma. And I haven't been to I've not been to Tullahoma in probably 50 years. I've been through it, just on the side end of it.
Yeah. You and I did a ball game once in Tullahoma. It's been years ago.
Well, that was at night, though, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah. We didn't go inside town or anything.
Mm-mm.
They had a nice facility there, though.
Yeah, I mean, very nice.
I think we did a baseball game there.
Well, maybe. I remember doing the football game because their press box was really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not used to that.
Hint, hint.
I mean, they had lots of room, plenty of room for everybody.
I get a letter in the mail today or yesterday, says my life insurance with the county.
Mm-hmm.
At age 70, it goes away.
Oh.
Which, you know that from the very beginning. It's not a secret, but it's very depressing. You're signing, you got one more year. So I need to either go before I hit 70 or I'm going to be out $10,000, you know.
Just stay around.
But and that's why a lot of insurance policies that people have, if you lived about 80, 85, they're done. I mean, you don't get benefits the longer you stay.
The benefit is you had another 10 or 15 years on Earth.
And you have less people at your funeral. It's pretty depressing.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
If you're 85, you're going to have students that are 75.
Yeah.
70, 75 that are there.
Alan will be 75 if I'm 85. I always use Alan as he was my first class, you know. Actually, I didn't really have them in a class. I had them for basketball and stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah. He was there.
He was there, yeah. He can't believe it. He still can't believe it.
It's weird to think about.
And nobody else can, too. Also, I want to talk about night driving when we come back.
Yeah, I'm noticing it's a little worse with my eyesight problem.
It's scary, but we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a look at the weather first.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 50 degrees. South-southwest winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy winds, lows drop to 38. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and continued breezy with highs warming into the mid-50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 29.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless season sing. We're winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
Monday Night Football, Chargers took down the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. The winning score, a Cameron Dicker 54-yard field goal. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts had four interceptions in this game, the fourth coming in overtime to Chargers defender Tony Jefferson that sealed the game for L.A. Eagles have lost three straight and fall to 8-5. Chargers improve to 9-4. Heisman Trophy finalists were announced on Monday. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin are the final field for college football's most prestigious trophy. The winner will be announced on Saturday. NBA scoreboard on from Monday night. Pacers defeat the Kings 116-105. Spurs power past the Pelicans 135-132. And the Suns take down the Timberwolves 108-105.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
21 minutes after the hour, and welcome you back on a Taco Tuesday, but it's Christmas Taco Tuesday, kind of. Are you going to do the snack food report this morning?
Ugh, oh. I guess.
Okay, well, that sounds not very promising, really. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. kids waiting on Santa, houses wrapped in lights. MTE keeps those Christmas memories glowing year after year. Happy holidays from your friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. And they've been very helpful in getting a big GTV situated for the Christmas parade. And we'll have to thank everybody that had a part in that after it's over.
Yeah.
And it'll be Dalton emceeing. I'll be by his side for some reason. And then you're going to be out roving the streets, getting candy from little kids, grabbing candy.
I've been training, doing calisthenics and stuff.
You'll have to be careful now when they push, you know, because kids on the street, or they throw their candy sometimes. You know, they're not supposed to.
Well, you know what I'm going to be there to do? Don't throw candy.
You know what I think you're going to be doing? You're going to be riding on somebody's float all the way up there.
I'm just going to go to the corner and jump on a float and come through and wave.
So we're expecting a report from Brian, but for some reason, we can't seem to find him. I don't know where he is. So, but that's what I would do.
He's up there, Mayor McFarland, and
I think the last
Vice
year,
Shacklett.
I think the last year we were in the Christmas parade, we've missed it the last couple of years, but that last year, I think I jumped in Scott's trunk of his car.
Yeah.
Just to rest my feet, because I was still having a little knee issues there too. But
that's not an easy trek.
No, it's long. It really is. And I was feeling good when it started, but by about a half a mile, I was rough. So, but if you want to wave at us, we'll be out there on the square, right there on the around the courthouse. So, in the mass, where the masses of people are.
Yeah. Smile and wave.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not going to be there, because it'd probably annoy you. So, so are you going to? Let me see how this. Are you going to go? Like, are you going to be like at the square doing your thing with us, kind of?
You'll be able to see where I'm at.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be doing much then, are you? Okay. All right. Melissa Pettis is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the gratuitous way. Oh, geez. You did. She handles even the toughest situations. Melissa Pettis is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over to Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Do they realize I don't read well? The Good Neighbors tribute is poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring the neighbors who built up Rutherford County with their kindness and service.
I think that's supposed to be gracious, but that's definitely not.
Well, it's going to be gracious from now on.
Yeah, I think
gratuitous is just too hard.
It's just kind of a misspell there or something. Add in your birthdays, anniversaries, call or text 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Let's see. It's National Llama Day.
624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. In Jackson, two officers were hurt late Sunday night after a chase involving a Corvette linked to multiple hit and runs. Police say the driver refused to stop, swerving through traffic and continuing on two flat tires even after spike strips were deployed. The pursuit ended when the suspect rammed two patrol cars, injuring the officers. Jackson police, state troopers, and county deputies arrested two people at the scene. Wilson County authorities say they are preparing to open up their emergency overflow shelter as temperatures drop this weekend. The Emergency Management Agency says they welcome donations to help support the community effort. Leaders say donations of gloves, socks, undergarments, hats, and hand warmers are appreciated. Donations can be dropped off at the agency headquarters on Oak Street in Lebanon. The agency also welcomes volunteers to help staff the shelter as need grows. The agency expects temperatures to be cold enough this weekend to warrant the need for the additional operations. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
In Newport, the Stokely Memorial Library is back open after more than a year of repairs from Hurricane Helene's flooding. The storm left the building muddy and damaged, though most books were saved. Staff worked out of a nearby church and used the downtime to remodel. Now the library has new floors, fresh paint, and updated lighting, with more upgrades on the way. Patrons say they're grateful to have computer and book access again. The library is open weekdays as renovations continue. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGS.
Merry Christmas from John, Ryan, and Dalton.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's Christmas time, and December 9th, we're only, what, 16 days away?
Yeah, boy.
Hard to believe. It's gone so fast. Another year is going to be in the books. We're going to be in 2026 before long. Christmas parade, looking forward to that. That's going to be December 14th. Whenever the parade starts, we'll be on a few minutes before that. That's all I can tell you right now. Parade starts at 2.
It starts at 2. But when it starts, it's over by MTSU, right. So it's going to take it a minute to get to us,
right?
Where we
the
are,
the very first one. So, yeah. but we'll be on plenty of time to talk about things and that kind of thing.
But what we hope is that you'll go to the Christmas parade, obviously,
right?
And then you can watch it at any point after that too.
You might even see yourself.
Yes,
you know that's especially the beauty of that.
Those in the parade, you hopefully see yourself as you come by.
So that'll start sometime. Well, we may start at 2 because we probably can. That's probably when we'll start. Somewhere in there, pretty close.
Yeah.
Maybe a little before that.
We'll have a meeting at some point. Decide.
Okay. It's a week away. Okay. It's this Saturday. I mean, this Sunday. Do you think maybe we ought to think about having a meeting?
Probably Sunday.
I'm not in charge of this, though. You're not in charge of it. Dalton Barrett's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And when he starts his hosting duties, he looks to me. If he's going to look for me to bail him out, not going to happen. I'm just going to let him die right there.
You're a co-host.
Nah.
Names are mentioned together.
I'll be just influenced by the love and Christmas cheer that I'll see around. Give me some more candy. You know, that kind of thing.
Are you going to ask for candy?
No. Why would I do that? I can't even have candy. Oh, I just hope I can get in the truck.
Look what was left in the studio. This is a bag full of candy.
Today?
Yeah, there's Andy's mints, peppermint.
Was it a guest?
I have no idea. It was just left here. I'm going to open it. Let's see what's in here. Oh.
It's a sub. Oh, it's cupcakes.
Yeah, like muffins.
Okay, muffins.
Laffy Taffy.
And you don't know who they're from?
Skittles. No. I'm thinking it might be Halloween candy because they're a little spider.
Yeah.
Where'd this come from?
Around this place, that could be real. Be careful. It is time, while you're looking through that, to play our song of the day today. It's another Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Kind of
it's
dumb,
the best
dumb.
Time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
Ooh.
But have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know.
Let's have a holly jolly Christmas by the great late Burl Ives. I'll always remember that song as I was listening to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That'll be it. That's a iconic song. That's a classic. It'll last forever and ever. My granddaughters, though, have seemed to go to more of a kind of pentatonics, a little more sophisticated Christmas songs.
Oh yeah.
They don't, you know, like Rudolph, they don't, you know, they don't, they can't attach themselves to that as much. You know, they probably saw it as kids, but it just doesn't mean as much because that's all we saw. You know?
Oh yeah, that
that's
meant
all
Christmas.
We had. Frosty the Snowman, those kind of songs. So, but
do you know I sat down and what it seemed like that those lasted forever. It's like they were on. It's like they went on for hours.
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman is 27 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudolph, was it an hour or was it 30 minutes? I thought it was an hour.
Maybe.
Because he goes to the land of the abominable snowman and.
Yeah.
So, but with commercials.
I think even Frosty the Snowman might have been an hour by the time he added commercials in it.
Could have been. You know, I never was a big Frosty the Snowman guy, but Dalton evidently was.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is 55 minutes. Yeah. So. I guess Frosty is 30 minutes.
Rudolph is the biggest thing when I growing up for Christmas. If you didn't watch it, your Christmas was ruined. So you had to make plans.
Well, it only came on like once, too.
That's right. That's right. We better get into today in history and find out what's going on.
Turn to Turner Security.
Boy, well, 1 minute to get all this in. John Coltrane's quartet records their greatest work, A Love Supreme. 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas, first Peanuts animated special premieres on CBS. 1967, Jim Morrison arrested on stage for disturbing the peace at New Haven Arena, Connecticut.
The world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta love your
He was a weird dude. 1997, Tomorrow Never Dies, the 18th James Bond film. Celebrating 30 years, I think, something like that. And in 2017, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, starring Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, John Boyega, and Adam Driver, premieres in Los Angeles. And that's Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks with more Today in History with CBS Rewind.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on News Radio WGNS. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins cover the preps.
From midcourt, oh, yes, sir!
Open for three again, swish!
Chip Walters and Dick Palmer have coverage of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Here's a three, good!
Three on the left,
yes, sir!
MTSU.
He'll dunk it home!
The preps.
For the tie,
Yeah, we got them. We take you to the local games here on News Radio WGNS.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
I'd say we're as big as the Beatles.
No, I don't. Yeah.
At the okay. Memorial Walmart, we are.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun.
That's going to be a new promo.
At the Memorial Walmart, yeah. Boy, that's something else.
The Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton.
There's no other station but WGNS here in Murfreesboro.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 7:50 here on News Radio WGNS.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 50 degrees. South-southwest winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy winds, lows drop to 38. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and continued breezy with highs warming into the mid-50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 29.
Good morning, a little bit more volume in the last few minutes, trying to get through the Mount Juliet area right now, westbound on I-40. All that traffic that comes in from Wilson County into Davidson County this time of the morning on the interstate. It has also increased up through Brentwood, Franklin, but it's moving 65 northbound up through Williamson County coming up from the south. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
In just a few weeks, WGNS will be celebrating its 79th anniversary. Thanks for tuning to WGNS. People have been asking, is Murfreesboro Parks and Rec going to sell the buy one, get one free passes to Sportscom and the Patterson Community Center again this year? Well, the answer is yes. Those buy one, get one free passes go on sale Monday of next week, December 15th. It's another way the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department is helping you. They're also offering yoga classes at the Patterson Community Center, at Sportscom, and the St. Clair Senior Center. Call and ask about their yoga classes. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. The 163rd anniversary of the Battle of Stones River will be December 31st through January the 2nd. Special reenactments and living history demonstrations throughout that period. That's at the Stones River National Battlefield. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
It's 6:39, and so far we are getting ready for the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf, along with CBS Headlines. It's a pack, a Wolf pack. Jeez, wow, that was crazy. I was talking about night driving. I want to talk about that in our next segment because I'll tell you my adventures at night lately, and it's got me a little bit concerned. Especially when you go like to an Eagle game and you've got to go through the back roads and all this stuff, and it's kind of hair raising. Speaking of hair raising, how about a dad joke?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be hair raising.
Well, but I certainly hope it is.
You know, a genie granted me one wish, so I wished I'd be happy.
Oh yeah.
Now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Didn't think thumbs it was going to go that way, did you?
No, it didn't. Thumbs up, and that means you're on a roll coming in for the reappearance of Dalton Barrett.
Known as the apocalypse.
The end as we know it.
Yeah.
We'll be back at 6:41.
CBS News Brief. There's another winter snowstorm headed to the Midwest. CBS meteorologist Tony Sindiku.
Heads up, Twin Cities. You've got some accumulating snow. We'll watch as, say, the I-94 corridor to the north. That's where this is going to be heaviest. We can't discount the threat for some gusty winds, too.
President Trump headed to Pennsylvania to talk about his new $12 billion aid package for farmers. The University of Iowa's Diane Rollman.
Farming has always been had a lot of stressors in it. And, you know, those stressors don't go away, but lately they've been amplified. And there's a lot of uncertainty about the future.
There's a court hearing in Miami today on the president's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal over its claim he sent an off-color birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
We'll have to see if the judge dismisses the case. Trump has been seeking $10 billion in damages. So there's a lot at stake in this particular matter.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A Murfreesboro nurse was arrested Friday night after being accused of sexually assaulting a patient at Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. According to Murfreesboro Police, 25-year-old Tyler Butcher is facing multiple charges, including kidnapping, sexual battery, indecent exposure, and prevention of emergency services. Detectives took Butcher into custody at his home shortly after 9 p.m., and he was booked into the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, with a bond set at $14,000. He's scheduled to appear in Rutherford County General Sessions Court on February the 5th. The hospital is yet to release a public statement, but the case has already sparked concern in the local medical community as investigators continue to gather evidence. Meanwhile, in Laverne, a traffic stop on Saturday night turned into a major drug bust. Around 10:36 p.m., an officer clocked a vehicle speeding down Murfreesboro Road at approximately 75 miles per hour. The driver eventually pulled over on Dick Buchanan Street, but what began as a reckless driving stop escalated quickly. Officers detected the scent of alcohol and marijuana, prompting a search that uncovered over 100 grams of marijuana, crushed oxycodone, THC wax, ecstasy, Adderall, brass knuckles, and a digital scale. The driver was arrested and now faces charges ranging from felony evading to possession of Schedule 1, 2, and 6 substances. Laverne police praised the swift response of their officers, emphasizing their ongoing commitment to keeping drugs and weapons off the streets. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers inviting you to shop with us this Christmas. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. We have lab-grown and natural diamond earrings and tennis bracelets. Longines came out with 3 new watches. It has that 39.5mm case. This year, we stockpiled up on a few Rolexes. We have a wide selection of ladies and men's at great price points. Come do your Christmas shopping at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Play an old guitar, dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Sign-ups are going on right now for First Shot's Winter Basketball League in Rutherford County. Coach Andy Herzer guides kids to sharpen basketball skills and build teamwork through exciting clinics and games. Since 2003, First Shot has empowered youth to grow in mind, spirit, and body. Don't miss out. Join the fun and develop lifelong skills. Visit firstshottn.org today and register for the Winter Basketball League. That's firstshottn.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. An investigation by the Tennessee Comptroller's Office has found that the Weakley County Circuit Court clerk improperly processed expungements for an individual who did not meet the eligibility requirements under Tennessee law. According to the Comptroller's Office, the investigation was initiated after officials from the 24th Judicial District raised some concerns about some expungements issued by the Circuit Court clerk. The clerk has submitted her resignation. In Humphreys County, a man was charged after allegedly shoving a teenager and a person dressed as Santa during a Christmas parade Saturday night. Deputies say Joshua Ferris climbed into a truck in the parade and tried to assault several people before being pulled out and getting into a fight. Officers say he also resisted arrest. The Chamber of Commerce, which hosts the parade, says it will review the event to ensure safety for future years. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Burger lovers in Middle Tennessee can get ready as In-N-Out Burger opens its first Tennessee locations this week. The Lebanon and Antioch restaurants open Wednesday, December 10th, with Murfreesboro following on Friday, December 12th. Each spot includes a drive-thru, indoor seating, and an outdoor patio, and will operate daily from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m., staying open until 1:30 on weekends. The openings come as the chain builds its eastern headquarters in Franklin. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
.648 and the drums there played by Brian Barrett.
You're welcome.
Boom, boom. Go ahead.
I was doing a little bass. Boom, boom.
Oh, bass. Playing the bass.
Boom.
It's all about that bass.
That's what I heard.
Hey, welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Christmas, December 9th. It's 16 days away, the 25th. And we've got a Christmas parade coming up on the 14th. And we are so excited about that. It's going to be on Big GTV and WGNSradio.com and WGNS Radio, right?
I think
so.
You're
going to be on the radio too? Wow. Simulcast.
Let me see about that. No.
It's not going to be on the radio?
No, we've got women's basketball there.
Oh, well, see, okay. Is that at home?
No, they are on the road.
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't dare put a basketball game during Christmas parade, would they?
Used to, it was a problem.
Uh-huh.
Because they used the Greenland Drive parking lot. But now that's not used as the staging area any longer, so it hasn't been a problem.
They just had the Smyrna Christmas Parade, and very nicely done. And we're just here, just waiting. I'm just waiting for Christmas. I just can't wait. I can't wait till the 20th of December.
What happens on the 20th?
We're off for a while. Not officially, but we're going to have some days.
Yeah, we'll have a few.
That we don't have to get up in the morning.
Sprinkled in.
What days will we not be able to get up?
The 20th is our last coaches show. So
yeah.
That will...
But the morning show, we'll have
a couple of days, the week of Christmas, and then Christmas music
Eve,
and
Christmas
all
Day.
That. Yeah. And then the next week with the new year ringing in.
If we didn't do that, I'd probably quit this job, this morning show.
Really?
We didn't have that. Yeah, I need it. I need that break. I've had a big break from football this year.
How many more breaks does a guy need?
I think I did five games, though. You know, think about it. I think about five or six. I did half of them.
Do you? It's not half. Do you know how many football games we did this year?
No, don't. No, I don't.
I do. 18.
18. Well, I did six of them. I did a third of them.
Can you believe that? 18 games.
No, that's way too many.
I even said this to somebody, and you'll be shocked. But I said, I think we almost need another broadcast crew.
Yeah.
To be able to do, because it's a lot.
Would that mean if I did?
I was thinking you.
If I went with another crew, I wouldn't be with you anymore.
Oh, is that the? Is that appealing?
It depends. Can I get my own crew to go with me? Can I pick them?
Well, you know? We did have a year or two of you and your own, and you did like the Thursday games.
Yeah, and that didn't last very long.
Well, it wasn't by my choice.
Oh, really? Thought maybe it was an executive decision. Wasn't for sure.
No, I think it was knee surgery followed by hip surgery.
Yeah.
The last 2 years.
Got to have the other hip done, but I'm going to try to wait a year or two. Now, talking about night vision. Here's another thing about football this time of year and basketball I don't like, because it's dark by the time, you know, we get there about 4:45. I almost want to get there before dark.
Yeah.
Because, like when my granddaughter has a basketball game, she plays at 6. I get to the school by 5 and sit there and wait, because you can get in about, you know, any time. But I don't want to drive at night. They've got these new called halo glasses that you can get for night driving that you put over your other glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about getting a pair. So it's like for hunting. You know how the hunters use them to see in the dark?
Oh, so it makes things like yellow?
Yeah. So
you have problems with halos?
I have problems with wet roads and darkness. I've had two almost. I almost got stuck at Oakland High School one night because I didn't see where they had some construction, and I didn't see how to get out to back up. I backed up and it went boom, went into a hole like a pothole.
Oh no!
Almost didn't get out. So
was that recently?
Yeah, it was right at the start of basketball season. Yeah, I had one leg. I mean, I'll put it that way. So, anyway, I'm always worried about flat tires now because I can't get down on the ground.
Well, you had one of those this year, too.
Yeah. I blamed you for that one.
Was it my fault?
I was coming from Oakland. I had that construction. I think I hit something. Could have been going through Taco Bell, though, that night, too. I went through Taco Bell for a late-night snack. It may have been that, too. We got to do birthdays. Quit getting me off the subject. But, anyway, you've had that problem, too.
Well, my vision has gone down this last year for sure. Got new glasses.
Well,
2.5s to read.
You get to see that little pretty baby. You need to get your glasses as strong as they can.
Yep.
All right, quickly some birthdays for you.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1902, Margaret Hamilton, American actress who played in The Wizard of Oz.
Was she the friendly witch or whatever?
No, she was the mean witch.
Oh, the wicked witch.
Wicked witch. She'll probably be on Brandon's thing today, too. Broderick Crawford, born in 1911, American actor. Highway Patrol. Kirk Douglas was born in 1916. And 1934, Judy Dench, a British actress, in Henry V and Skyfall.
She was M, right?
M, yeah. In 1886, Clarence Birdseye had a birthday, American inventor and founder of the modern frozen food industry. And we've got birthdays today: Jeremy Smithson, Sarah Callender, James Carney, Christian Kidu, and Mark Rogers. 6:55, the weather's next.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 50 degrees. South-southwest winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy winds, lows drop to 38. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and continued breezy with highs warming into the mid-50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's $29.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
It's finally starting to pick up a little bit more volume. 24 westbound coming out of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro area into Antioch right now here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway westbound. 24 again, it's just now starting to build. I can also see it get a little bit heavier in the last 10, 15 minutes through Sumner County there in Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets westbound towards Conference Drive. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
WGNS!
This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Murfreesboro Police Officer and SRO Cole Glass was on a bike patrol when he noticed a child struggling with a broken bike chain. The boy, visibly frustrated, told Glass the chain came off. Without hesitation, Glass knelt and fixed it, and the moment became a small but powerful reminder of the heart behind the badge. Murfreesboro Police.
CBS Entertainment, remember the whole Coldplay kiss cam thing?
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
It's still awkward. Fall Star out with their 25 most popular touring artist of the millennium list, and Coldplay notching in at number one, selling 24.8 million tickets since 2001. Others on the list, U2 with 20 million and Taylor Swift with 18.8 million tickets sold. And Wicked for Good may have been snubbed for a Best Picture Golden Globes nod, but Ariana Grande nominated for her part as Glinda. Now, she was asked if she'll perform any of the Wicked songs on her tour when that starts in June. She said, we'll see, to be continued. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Oh, you got your recorder out again.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't become a professional.
I know.
Recorder player.
Got a few songs out there.
Don't let me know where they are, okay? Melissa Pettis is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the gracious way she handles even the toughest situations. Melissa is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and WGNS. And this Good Neighbor tribute poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with their kindness and service.
If you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. Same phone number to get your birthdays and anniversaries in to us here this morning so we can highlight your special person on the birthday club.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitpen Funeral Chapels.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Fierce cold.
As low as 1 degree Fahrenheit.
Trump pitches tariff relief.
The $12 billion aid package for farmers.
1 year after Luigi Mangione arrest.
He looks like the CEO shooter.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, frigid air in the Northeast, a new winter storm in the Midwest, and flood warnings in the Pacific Northwest. Here's CBS's Usher Qureshi.
Another round of Arctic air is making temperatures feel colder than normal from Minnesota to Maine, including record lows across Michigan Monday, dropping to minus 14 in Marquette, and several more records possible today from Maryland to New Hampshire. Those plunging temperatures also mean higher heating costs for many families. Parents of four, Luis and Joanna Juarez, say they dread receiving the electric and gas bill for their Chicagoland 1929 home.
I've seen probably like a 10 to 15% increase depending on the month.
How big of a concern is that for your monthly budget?
Everything's going up, so just adding to the bills is a lot.
Out west, the first bands of an atmospheric river brought rain to Oregon, causing power outages and risks of landslides.
President Trump takes his economic message to Pennsylvania today as he's unveiled a $12 billion bailout for farmers suffering under his global trade war. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Most of that aid is going to cattle, corn, cotton, rice, soybean, and wheat farmers. They've been hit especially hard by the president's tariff policy that's designed to boost American manufacturing production, but has led other countries, especially China, to retaliate by not buying American goods. The president insists China and Japan are now on track to buy tens of billions of dollars in soybeans in the coming years. There have been concerns that those purchases aren't moving fast enough for that key American crop to turn a profit. The new aid package is set to be paid out in the coming months by an Agriculture Department assistance program. And it's an acknowledgement by the White House that the tariffs are hurting farmers who live primarily in states that widely back the president. As we head into a midterm election year, polls continue to show the president's handling of the economy earning poor marks. Look at that slide down to 36% approval in our most recent CBS News poll. That's partly why he's headed out on the road today to Pennsylvania to start addressing concerns about affordability. He said over the last 2 weeks that concerns about affordability are a hoax. On Monday, though, he said Democrats are to blame for higher costs, to preview perhaps what we might hear a little later today.
President Trump says he will allow NVIDIA to sell its H200 computer chip used in the development of artificial intelligence to approved customers in China. There had been concerns about allowing advanced computer chips into China in the race for AI dominance. 1 year ago today, Luigi Mangione was arrested in connection with the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Lily Aluciano reports his defense team is working to exclude some evidence in the murder case.
Altoona police officer Christy Wasser took the stand on Monday, recalling her search of Luigi Mangione's backpack on December 9th, 2024, starting, she said, immediately after his arrest. Body cam footage showed the moment Wasser discovered a loaded gun magazine wrapped inside what she said was a pair of wet underwear in Mangione's backpack. Officers can be heard in the background saying, quote, "It's effing him 100%. Later, one officer asks whether they need a search warrant. A superior answers, "We don't need one." Wasser told the court it's protocol to search a suspect's property for potentially dangerous items. The defense is pushing to exclude some of the evidence collected from Mangione's backpack, claiming police questioned and searched his belongings without a warrant and before reading his Miranda rights.
Federal Reserve policymakers begin a two-day meeting today. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says experts predict a quarter-point interest rate cut.
Most economists are penciling in another half of a percentage point of rate cuts next year, but this really does depend on whether the labor market gets out of this low-hire, low-fire cycle and whether tariff-related price increases start to moderate.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Through trusted relationships and national reach, CVS Health is uniquely positioned to simplify care. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss. By mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Attorney General of Honduras has ordered authorities to execute a 2023 arrest order for ex-President Juan Orlando Hernandez. The drug trafficking convict was pardoned by President Trump and released from federal prison in the U.S. last week. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether to further roll back campaign finance limitations. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court has increasingly ruled that donating to campaigns, whether through candidates directly or political parties generally, is a form of free speech. Writing checks is a way of expressing a political opinion. The rules, however, have had a loophole. One could get around the restrictions by donating to the political party in hopes of benefiting a special candidate.
Now to Georgia, where the Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, who moved to prosecute President Trump and others, faces a new round in a long-running state battle.
The state Supreme Court will hear arguments this morning after a Fulton County judge ordered Willis to appear before the committee investigating her conduct. During a court hearing last December, Willis's attorney, former Governor Roy Barnes, maintained that the panel doesn't have the power to compel her testimony.
This is nothing but a charade.
Attorneys for the Republican chairman of the committee point to a state law passed this year, which outlines legislative subpoena power and enforcement. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
A court hearing today could determine in the future of President Trump's $10 billion defamation suit against Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
A federal judge in Miami is going to hear a motion by the Wall Street Journal to dismiss the defamation action brought by President Trump. Trump sued the Wall Street Journal for an article in which they said Trump had sent a bawdy letter to Jeffrey Epstein on his birthday, and Trump claims he didn't draw the picture or sign it.
A nativity scene labeled "Ice was here" at a Dedham, Massachusetts church will remain amid calls to have it taken down. The display outside St. Susanna's Parish has the anti-ICE message where Jesus, Mary, and Joseph would normally be, suggesting they were detained by immigration agents.
If the circus continues, I take it down.
The church's priest, Stephen Gisoma, suggests because of all the attention, it might be removed. He wants to meet first with the Archbishop of Boston. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got a check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 50 degrees. South-southwest winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy winds, lows drop to 38. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and continued breezy with highs warming into the mid-50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
It's finally starting to pick up a little bit more volume. 24 westbound coming out of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro area into Antioch right now here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway westbound. 24 again, it's just now starting to build. I can also see it get a little bit heavier in the last 10, 15 minutes through Sumner County there in Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets westbound towards Conference Drive. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS. The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Well, the story of my life.
I broke my bat on Johnny.
Oh, I'm sure not.
Somebody snitched on me.
Someone snitches on me all the time.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Somebody snitched on me.
Well, it's hour number two of the Wake Up Crew for a Tuesday morning, December the 9th, episode 1804 of The Big Show. Glad you have joined us this morning. We're fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee, cultivating kindness one cup at a time. More than 20,000 flavor combinations, coffees, teas, smoothies, energy drinks, something for absolutely everyone. In Murfreesboro, on Thompson Lane, in Smyrna, just off Sam Ridley Parkway, and all across Middle Tennessee. Thanks to our friends at 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee for fueling the Wake Up Crew this morning. 16 days until Christmas. Boy, Santa's busy. He's been all around Rutherford County. Last Friday was at the Christmas tree lighting, was at the Smyrna Christmas Parade, got the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade. He was actually on the Wake Up Crew last Monday. So, man, he's just been all around town.
Popular dude right now.
Yeah, boy.
You know, ain't it funny, though, after Christmas Eve, like, it shuts off for him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's got to be a little depressing.
It's depressing for me.
It is really depressing.
It's like you hurry and rush, 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 and then all of a sudden there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And it's wintertime.
Especially the day after.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the day after Christmas is the worst. We usually go to a movie on Christmas Day if we have time, if there's a movie, good movie out, or we sit around and watch movies and mainly eat a lot, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to eat that much. I'm trying to watch my figure.
I see. I've got a few more ideas for things that I'm going to fix, I think, for Christmas. I know we're going to talk about that maybe. Some Christmas foods or whatever. I think we're going to... We did more snacking even on Thanksgiving. You know, by the time we got to the dinner, it was like, well, we've already filled up on queso and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to just be, you know, like graze and go instead of sit down and eat.
I think that's what you ought to do. I think that's what you all ought to do because you all like that kind of food.
Yeah.
And no pence making a ham. I mean, or if you do, cook it and put it on little Hawaiian rolls or something.
I made ham, but then my daughter brought those ham and cheese sliders.
Yeah. Well, they're going to eat those.
Right.
Yeah.
Queso,
you all like chips and y'all like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
We had those little...
cream cheese ball or something, you know.
Little wieners and...
Yeah, oh yeah, you guys love sauce. Those things, yeah.
Smokies, little Smokies.
Yeah, well, if y'all have all of that, you don't need a Thanksgiving dinner.
I know. I will tell you that my little cheesecake bites were a hit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Never got one here, but yeah.
Well,
thanks.
You can't eat sweets, and I didn't want to
tempt
you.
Well, I can eat a small one just to test.
Well, it's called a bite, so it's like probably 2 bites, but
yeah.
But I see things and I put them in my phone. So you tell me what you think of the last few recipes that I've put in my phone here.
Oh, no.
King's Hawaiian crab rolls.
Oh, I think they'd be good.
So it has the imitation crab, basically what you would find inside a cream cheese wonton.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the King's Hawaiian rolls and bake them.
Oh, okay. With cheese or anything, or not just the just
yeah, it's the, got the cheese yeah. with it and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cream cheese, and then you've got the shredded imitation crab, and then you sprinkle a little cheese on the top. So that was one. King's Hawaiian roll French toast bake.
Okay.
So tastes like French toast. You do it with eggs and all that kind of thing.
You put the rolls into the egg batter stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
To make French toast out of them. Peaches and cream cinnamon rolls.
Hmm. Odd combination, but it sounds good.
Yeah. Crispy Parmesan carrots.
Yeah.
You take the little baby carrots and crush them and flatten them out. Put Parmesan cheese on top and bake them in the oven so they're like a little snack chips.
I'm going to tell you, mm-hmm. don't do it.
Don't do that one?
They're hard. It's hard to do. It's hard to get those little carrots. Trust me. We have carrots that are with the filling in it and stuff. And they're difficult to make. I'd stay away from that.
Well, you bake this one and then smush it.
Yeah, to make it understand. Flat, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. putting that stuff on top of it, I just stay away from that one. I usually want me to be honest.
Beef and cheddar sliders.
Yeah, man.
Roast beef. You use King's Hawaiian rolls. It's very popular.
I notice all yours are King's Hawaiian rolls.
I don't know why, but it's like you're making those ham and cheese, but you use roast beef and cheddar, and you can get Arby's roast beef sauce.
Oh, okay.
But you put the cheese, just like a beef and cheddar, and the Arby's sauce on it and bake them.
Mm, that sounds like a winner.
Mm-hmm. So,
Do you get like cheese spread?
Yes.
To make it like a beef and cheddar?
Yeah, like the cheddar spread there.
That thing would be hard to put all that little bit, because you'd have to just have a little drops of roast beef.
Well,
right?
See, like what you get that whole 12 thing of rolls, or even the bigger, and you slice the rolls and you just put them over all that big whole roll, the big pan.
The bottom half.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you put all that stuff on it, and then you put the top on, and then you cut them. Got after it. They're done. So pretty easy. And Reese's bars.
Well, I'm in on that, but
it's supposed to taste like Reese's. So I have a whole little section on my phone.
Wow,
with recipes.
You need to just get you a big cookbook.
Yeah.
Put them in, print those off and put them in a book.
And there's been a request of strawberry pretzel salad.
See, is that like Jell-O salad with pretzels? I'm not into that.
I like it, but I don't know if it's hard to make. More Taco Tuesday coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Chris Perfect.
Monday Night Football, Chargers took down the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. The winning score, a Cameron Dicker 54-yard field goal. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts had 4 interceptions in this game, the fourth coming in overtime to Chargers defender Tony Jefferson that sealed the game for LA. Eagles have lost 3 straight and fall to 8-5. Chargers improve to 9-4. Heisman Trophy finalists were announced on Monday. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin are the final field for college football's most prestigious trophy. The winner will be announced on Saturday. NBA scoreboard from Monday night. Pacers defeat the Kings 116-105. Spurs power past the Pelicans 135-132. And the Suns take down the Timberwolves 108-105.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm
County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season sing. For winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Every holiday season, Middle Tennessee comes alive. From small town parades to tree lightings in our local squares, our communities shine with laughter, music, and the spirit of the season. MTE is proud to help light those moments, supporting the traditions that bring neighbors together. Because around here, it means more than electricity. It's the energy our communities share. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew,
fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Welcome in to the Wake Up Crew. If you're just now joining, it's 22 minutes after 7. We've been going since, just after 6 o'clock this morning. You can join us each weekday morning for the Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee. Sounds good right about now, doesn't it? Swing in and get you a cup of hot Joe this morning on the way to work on a Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
We already kind of talked a little Taco Tuesday. I have been able to find a few snack food things, so we'll have a little snack food report coming up in a few, including some McDonald's news.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's I'm gonna something talk, special there, but you've got something here,
well,
right?
I'm going to talk a little bit about some favorite dishes that people usually have. Some for Christmas, okay? And you've named a few of them, but let me tell you, roast beef is always kind of a good different thing for Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't really want to go the Thanksgiving route, but a lot of people do. They have turkey and dressing or chicken and dressing instead. There's a Christmas tree antipasto Christmas tree cheese ball. You can get a baked feta bites. Those look real good. Got a little hunk of cheese in it and a pepper and on a little square rolls. Chicken and dumplings. Oh, gee, if you can find somebody who can make a good chicken and dumplings, you can't find a better Christmas dish. A lot of people like chili, too.
Or soups.
A big vegetable soup for everybody. And some people make vegetable soups better. I'm sure yours is better, a lot better than mine, but I've never been able. Sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Pinwheels. Sausage balls.
I like, you know what? You've mentioned sausage balls, and I found a different recipe for sausage balls, and they were out of this world. And you know what the secret ingredient was?
What?
A half a cup of grated Parmesan cheese.
Hmm.
You know, like you put on your pizza.
Yeah, what does that do for it? I mean,
it just, you know how Parmesan, if it gets a little crusty, it's got a good taste to it. Well, that's kind of what it did to the bottom of those.
Well, sausage roll wreath.
Yeah,
you put it together.
A lot of breakfast foods at Christmas are popular, like casseroles and stuff.
Yeah, copycat honey baked ham is in there. Mozzarella bites. Now, here's one I would not eat. Spinach artichoke Christmas tree skewers. Ugh, no.
I'm not a fan of the dip either.
You can get sweet potato rolls. A little something different. A little Christmassy. Cranberry glazed turkey meatballs. I think you'd love those things.
Turkey meatballs.
Cranberry glazed.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get regular meatballs.
Yeah.
With cranberry sauce. I think that'd be great.
I think we did that one year in the crock pot. You just, but we'd used like grape jelly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. A lot of people make their meatballs like that.
Yeah.
Fish pie is usually seafood in a cream sauce topped with mashed potatoes. That's a different dry brine turkey, baked brie wreath. I don't know about that one. Now I've got one too fancy for me. Here's a little shrimp dish that they talk about. Candied yams for Christmas.
Yeah. I think I might. I did not do for Thanksgiving the sweet potato dumplings like I gave you a sample of.
No, really?
I did not do those.
Didn't?
No.
After you made them, you didn't?
I made them for you guys. I made a batch, and then I just didn't make one for Thanksgiving.
Wow, so I
might,
that down.
I might break that out at Christmas.
Pigs in a blanket wreath.
Mmm.
Now, that would be really good with a sauce in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Got decorated, though. I don't know if you'd like doing that. Prime rib is a good choice for Christmas. A good prime rib. And oven-baked salmon. Do you like salmon?
Not really. I'm not a fish guy.
Really? Yeah, but you're fun on the beach. Oh, yeah, you've been to the beach with me. Yeah.
I'll eat shrimp.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just something about...
You don't like the smell, probably.
Well, I'm not a... I mean, the healthy fish is the baked fish, mm-hmm. right? But I don't... I'd rather have it fried. Yeah. Like fried catfish?
Yeah. Well, anybody would, I think.
Yeah.
But I love Mexican shrimp from Mexican restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's something they do. But it's the best shrimp. And every restaurant I go to, it's a Mexican restaurant, has never let me down. And that's what I order. I order shrimp and rice with queso.
Yeah.
Makes for a mighty good dish.
Some of the best fish that I've ever had, baked fish, and I will eat it there, is at the Alley.
Right.
And the...
But you're not looking for fish.
No.
When you go to a restaurant.
And there are too many... things that I'd rather get at Cracker Barrel, and I always do. But if you've never had their catfish, their baked catfish.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Make sure they cook it long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, so we can a lot of times turn those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Moving right along here on a Tuesday. Christmas time is here. December 9th, episode 1804 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Jeremy Smithson, Sarah Callender,
James Carney, Christian Cadu, and Mark Rogers.
Well, those are the names, several prominent names. Sarah Callender of Main Street, Murfreesboro. Lots of folks who may be celebrating out there. If you've called or text, we've got those. If you haven't, here's your deadline to call or text those in on this December 9th. In about a half an hour, we're going to announce all the names and give away banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 50 degrees. South-southwest winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy winds. Lows drop to 38. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and continued breezy with highs warming into the mid-50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Good morning. Wrapping up this rank, 24 westbound. It's going to be right near OHB, slowing down that traffic that's coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, into this section of Davidson County on 24 west at Old Hickory Boulevard. Also, they moved that wreck finally up in Millersville on 65 southbound at the 101 mile marker. Still has traffic a little bit slow, 65 south, trying to get down through that section of Sumner County. When you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Oakland Patriots dominated Ravenwood 62-21 Saturday night in Chattanooga to claim the Class 6A state championship, the ninth state title in school history. Head coach Kevin Creasy continues to build one of the most successful programs in the state, winning six championships at Oakland, eight overall in his career. But the night belonged to senior running back Craig Tutt, who delivered an MVP performance, rushing 32 times for 226 yards and seven touchdowns, tying a state championship game record for rushing scores. Oakland's offense racked up more than 400 yards on the ground, controlling the pace from the opening kickoff to the final whistle. And that final whistle is exactly when Tutt crossed the goal line for touchdown number seven, a moment that capped the Patriots' championship win.
Craig Tutt fakes the handoff, bounces outside, trying to push his way into the end zone. They keep pushing, and they keep pushing, and they keep pushing, and he's in! Craig Tutt, as time expires, into the end zone, his seventh touchdown of the night. The Oakland Patriots are state champions for the ninth time, the sixth in the last 7 years.
The Patriots finished the year 15-0, securing the ninth state title and giving Rutherford County its 17th championship since the 1970 Central Tigers. From start to finish, Oakland proved once again why it remains one of the most consistent and dominant programs in the state. And winning the ball Saturday night simply adds to a tradition that spans generations. From Findlay Stadium in Chattanooga, Brian Barrett, WGNS Sports.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Make a bold statement with custom banners and signs from Franklin's Printworks.
We've got a lot of capabilities as far as the material that you can use, either vinyl or paper or foam board or even aluminum or acrylic.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says they can help design eye-catching, standout banners and signs.
We can walk you right through it and pull it all together for you. Our customers sometimes don't even know what they need to know. That's why it's helpful to sit down with a real person rather than depending on something on the internet.
Franklin's Printworks.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses, near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Continuing on a Taco Tuesday December morn here. That should be a song, shouldn't it? Well, it is. Snack food report in just a second. It's not the snack food report like you think, but it's got some pretty good stuff on it. John, McDonald's. I saw about this. It came out on December 2nd. The Grinch meal. The McDonald's Grinch meal. Limited time. They did this in other countries, but this is the first time in America. And with the Grinch meal, you get your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece nuggets. You get McShaker fries. And I think they're testing these out. So the shaker fries, it's called Grinch sauce or salt, Grinch salt. But it's the salt, it's not only salt, but it's also dill flavoring.
Hmm.
And you shake in as much as you want. You get a packet and you put in as much as you want. You can sprinkle that seasoning on your fries.
So you can have with it or without.
Right. Or you can put a little on it or a lot. And you get a shaker bag with your fries.
That's smart. Yeah.
And a medium drink. And a pair of Grinch socks with one of four designs, which that's very
size
interesting.
Size 10 through 12, I hope.
I guess. I mean, it's an adult meal.
Socks. Well, that's weird.
I thought it was weird, too. Why the socks? But that's been one of the things that's all the craze.
You never know what's going to spark people. But I don't think socks would be the thing I'd be looking for. In that food.
No, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know how much it cost either.
I had something the other day.
Yeah.
It's a moon pie. And you think, well, if you like moon pies, you like moon pies. These were birthday cake moon pies. They just brought them out. They were soft and really, really good. Got them at Kroger, I think. I think I may have mentioned that the other day, but man, they were good. And the girls went, oh, I don't know if we like those. Well, they were all gone like in 2 days. So a big pack of 12. But they're the minis. I don't buy the big ones. I can't eat it all.
The minis are kind of hard to find sometimes.
Yeah, but if you'll put them in the microwave for about 10 seconds, whew, man, they're good. Go ahead. I just wanted to interject that.
I like that. Let's see. What are we going to do on the snack food report? I'll try something here. I don't know if it's going to be very good.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Who's derelict in his duties here. But let's see. Frito-Lay, Doritos, and Cheetos have come out with a new Simply NKD version. I guess that stands for Simply Naked. But no artificial colors or dyes. So Frito-Lay, Doritos, Cheetos. Flavors include Doritos Simply Naked Nacho Cheese and Cool Ranch, plus Cheetos, Puffs, and Flamin' Hot. So there you go.
Hmm.
Eggnog is out.
Yeah.
Or boiled custard for you.
Yeah, there is boiled custard that's been out.
Have you had it?
No, calories and sugar is way too much.
What about a sugar-free version?
They make a sugar-free version.
I think there's one out there. Yeah. I have to see about that. This doesn't look exciting. New snacks. Gourmet hummus. Okay. Who comes up with this stuff? Powerade recently launched a new flavor. It's called Powerade Power Water. 50% more electrolytes.
Ooh.
Several flavors like Mountain Berry Blast, Strawberry Kiwi, tropical pineapple, and watermelon will be available at the turn of the new year. Fruity Pebbles just announced a new permanent flavor, Cinnamon Pebbles.
Ooh, that might be good.
A cinnamon vanilla twist on their iconic rice flakes. So, I think I might kind of like that. That's a snack food report on your Taco Tuesday.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew.
Fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee.
WGNS.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
And we welcome you back to The Wake Up Crew, fueled by 7 Brew Drive-Thru Coffee in Murfreesboro on off Thompson Lane right there. Can't miss it. Go past the intersection with the Aldi right there on the right before you get to the old YMCA. Also in Smyrna off Sam Ridley Parkway, more than 20,000 flavor combinations. Every cup comes with a smile at 7 Brew Coffee all over Middle Tennessee, including Murfreesboro and Smyrna. We say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric who power the show. Holiday lights are popping up all across Middle Tennessee, and MTE is proud to keep every single light glowing strong. Round here, it's more than power, it's good energy. From MTE. You know, Melissa Pettis is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for the gracious way she handles even the toughest situations. Melissa Pettis today, the recipient of flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, plus your good neighbor friends here at WGNS. This good neighbor tribute poured by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring the neighbors who build up Rutherford County with kindness and service. Thanks to Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts for their many years of support with the Good Neighbor of the Day. And you can support the Good Neighbor of the Day. In fact, without you, we don't have a Good Neighbor of the Day, because it's folks like you who nominate good neighbors, and we highlight them here on the air each and every weekday morning with the Good Neighbor of the Day from WGNS and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, plus SRM Concrete.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, a genie granted me one wish. So, like most people, I wished that I could be happy. Now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
Replay.
Well, you're on a roll. I just only hope that you can come up with three good ones in a row for the rest of the week.
Well, it depends on what kind of mood he's in, whether he's sleeping well. And
days have kind of changed here lately. He's not been on his regular Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, does a little bit keep him up all night or not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they have a good hair day.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to have some stories to share, I think. Need to remember to ask him about sleep training.
Sleep training. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's been a good adventure.
Trying to get to sleep all night. Trying to get her to sleep all night. Yeah.
Yeah. Something all. It's been a long time since we had to deal with that. But
don't want to deal with it again ever.
No, no. Twice was enough for me. Well, what have we learned today? Are you going to get the Grinch meal and try it at McDonald's?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care about the socks, but I want to know whether they're going to... What if it's a child? What if I have small feet?
No, these are adult meals.
Okay.
So they're adult socks.
So it'll be 10 to 12, I guess.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the fries. I think they're going to come out with some kind of flavored fries or something.
We did gag gifts one year at Christmas.
Yeah.
And one of the gag gifts was a socks with my brother's face on them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Everybody?
In memoriam, we still wear them.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet. Yeah. But it was funny at the time.
Ooh, what about Big G socks?
That would be a good idea on each side.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably do it. No, you can't do it.
I probably could.
You can't put a sticker on them.
It's not a sticker. I'll figure out something.
Well, you put them on a toboggan, so what? I guess.
Yeah, I guess you can slap them anywhere. All right. Well, I guess with that, why don't we get out of here and have a holly jolly Christmas?
Well, not yet.
Have a holly jolly.
We've got a few more days.
Oh, yeah. Kind of gets you in the spirit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it here for this Tuesday Wake Up Crew, a midweek Wednesday. Comes at you tomorrow morning. Hope you'll join us. We're on just after 6 every weekday.
And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 50 degrees. South-southwest winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, partial clearing, breezy winds, lows drop to 38. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and continued breezy with highs warming into the mid-50s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew.